So I have a statement here from Kevin Cooper. Everywhere, people are standing up and fighting back and speaking out from under the universal umbrella of humanity. This umbrella provides protection for the oppressed from the oppressor. The Occupy movement as a whole is another form of the universal umbrella for human rights. From within this movement, we dissenters can speak the truth as to how the status quo, the ruler's agenda, has a negative effect on we the people and this one planet we must all live on and share. Some in the top 1% use their subordinates to ask, what is it they want? Each movement within Occupy may want different things, especially since we all come from different places and have different real life and death experiences. While I can't speak to what any one movement wants per se, I can speak to what all these different Occupy movements don't want. We don't want terrorism of any kind against any people. We don't want pollution of the air or water or other natural resources that Mother Earth produces. We don't want a government that uses the mainstream news media to help a president send its people to war based on lies. We don't want war in any of its forms. We don't want sexism, racism, classism, or poverty. We don't want corruption, the death penalty, the prison industrial complex, either public or private prisons. We don't want unions to be busted, nor do we want jobs sent overseas to other countries. We don't want to go without health care or good education. We don't want police brutality or intimidation of any kind. These few things mentioned above should go a long way to help people understand that there are two sides to every story. And while many seem to want to focus on just one side, what is it that they want? They must now come to terms with some of what we don't want. If they do, then they will truly understand why we dissent. Everything that we don't want is a very real part of what is wrong within this country and world. And it is having a very negative effect on the quality and quantity of life of the masses of the people, the poor. All of these man-made ills are happening and have happened simply because of greed and the very real fact that the powers that be, they really don't care about us.